A perfect little town. The township of Little Bridges was pretty at any time of the year, with century-old oak trees lining the main street and shop fronts colourfully painted to give a sense of old-world charm. On this spring afternoon, people wandered about enjoying the warmth after a long, cold winter. In a small park, families shared fish and chips, and locals stopped for a chat with each other. A peaceful, happy place. Until a chilling screech filled the air. Daphne Jones didn't have time to admire the scenery as she pursued a hooded figure across one of the little bridges, which was actually quite long, arching high above a slow-moving wide river. She puffed and panted, and as she ran, attempted to remove her jacket, giving up when the gold buttons, which had looked so smart in the dress shop, refused to budge. Much as she wanted to believe she was breaking a sprinting record, she suspected it was for the slowest, not the fastest runner. She was far too hot to be doing this in business clothes and shoes with heels, even low ones. Reaching the highest point of the bridge, she saw the hooded figure dash onto the path along the river, glancing over their shoulder.
Stop!
Daph, you sound like a banshee.
If she didn't hurry up, she'd lose any chance of catching the criminal. Why was nobody else around to help? John hadn't answered her rushed phone call. She flew past a group of women, squeaking a plea to call the police, but all she heard in return was a comment about how tight her clothes were, followed by laughter. Well, at this rate, she'd be as skinny as they were in minutes. She forced down the hurt feelings. No time for self-pity. On the flatter surface of the path, Daphne sped up. Every step squeezed her toes and jarred her ankles, but she wasn't letting them get away. Not away from her, and most certainly not away with murder. As the path wound under the trees, the shade brought immediate relief from the heat. But the further she went, the denser the undergrowth.
No, no, no!
She was going to lose the hooded figure. Heart pounding, she rounded a curve, and with a sickening thud, ran straight into the person she'd pursued, knocking them both to the ground. Daphne got to her knees, and then to her feet, just before the other person, who pulled the hood back. Daphne's mouth dropped open.
You?
Me. And now you know who I am.
A few days earlier.
I have the great pleasure of announcing our newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Tanning. Please put your hands together to congratulate them.
Daphne Jones frowned and crossed out the line she'd quoted in a notebook on her lap.
Needs more oomph. Not quite right, is it, love?
When she got no response, Daphne glanced at her husband, John, who was driving. His focused expression was familiar as the car slowed. New town ahead. He needed to concentrate. Daphne was terrible with navigation, so she didn't offer to find the road to the caravan park. Instead, she closed the notebook and put that and her pen into a large floral patterned handbag on the floor near her feet. She'd fix up the speech in no time once she'd met with the bride and groom this afternoon. John checked the side mirrors and flicked on the indicator as they approached a large sign pointing down a side street with the words, Little Bridges Caravan and Camping Ground. A tingle of excitement fluttered in Daphne's stomach, and she couldn't help smiling as the car, towing their caravan, turned the corner. This was a dream come true. Travelling with their own caravan. Her new career helping people celebrate the happiest and saddest times in their lives. And watching John relax as he unwound from a lifetime of running a busy real estate agency. John drove through a wide entry and soon was pulling the car over to one side of a long driveway. He turned off the motor and grinned.
Made it, doll.
Of course we did. Another wonderful place to discover.